Good morning, everybody. Actually, it might not be morning when you're listening to this. But anyway, I want to get on here because I woke up early for the first time in forever. And my son is sleeping and my mind is clear and I have energy. That's like a whole trifecta that doesn't happen very often. So what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Mirandy Savage. Today, I'm just kind of rambling, just kind of thinking off the top of my head, but realizing how truly important it is to wake up early. And maybe it's not for everybody. Maybe that doesn't work with your schedule. But, you know, I woke up at around 7:30. I normally wake up around 10 with my son because my sleep is all broken up, right? So in order for me to feel somewhat rested, I usually sleep until about 10, and from like 7 until 10, I'm breastfeeding that whole time, and up and falling asleep, and then up and then falling asleep and doing the whole thing. So having this morning to think clearly and take a shower by myself and just literally being able to think for myself. Wow, I didn't realize how much I missed it. I didn't realize that it was what was missing because my husband has been talking to me about this journal called The Best Year Ever, and it's about basically setting your goals and doing all these, you know, basically having your best year ever, you know, and how to do it and step by step. And the amount of anxiety that I've had around that because I've just been thinking about, what are my goals? What do I really want for my life? And I'm like, I don't know. I can't think past being a mom right now. And of course, my son is only 4 months old. So, you know, that's definitely still an adjustment period. Things don't kind of even out until about 6 months. So I've been like really stressing about, you know, what do I want to do? How am I going to, you know, do something for myself and my family while also, you know, just being a mom and all that stuff. So I've just been thinking about it. And what really just comes to mind is I need to wake up early. If I ever want to figure that out, I need to wake up early because I just don't have time to think about myself during the day because I'm constantly momming or taking care of my house or taking care of my husband because he is the sole provider right now. And I want to be able to contribute to our wealth and, you know, my own success. I don't just want to support my husband and his success, but I still don't know exactly what I want to do. I think this podcast is something that I definitely want to keep doing, but I'm never going to be able to do it if I don't wake up early. And I think that like a lot of people like have like this stigma against waking up early, and myself included. I got back into that habit of being against waking up early. When in reality, it's such an energizing thing is just to have time to yourself, because I get time to myself at the end of the day when everybody goes to sleep, but at that point, I'm exhausted because I've made a million decisions and done a million things, and there's still more to do, and I'm looking at all the things that I didn't get done, instead of, you know, waking up early and looking at the opportunity that I have to wake up and get stuff done and take care of my family and also take care of myself. And that's what this morning really gave me. And I literally almost went back to sleep. I almost said, no, I'm just going to go back to sleep because I'm tired. And I was, but my husband, he brought me a coffee and, I was like, you know, I don't want my coffee, my iced coffee to melt. So I'm going to get out of bed. And, I'm so glad that I did because, you know, I don't feel good when I wake up at 10. I don't feel good, you know, obviously a majority of the time being a mom, like it's pretty hard, to not get like long stretches of sleep. and to just constantly being woken up, or constantly having your hair pulled, or little tiny nails digging into your skin. It becomes a lot. And like, I didn't understand sensory overload. Like, a lot of women talk about sensory overload, and I didn't understand, like, getting your hair pulled and getting little nails dug into you a million times a day will drive you insane. It will drive you absolutely insane. And it is that's where the sensory load comes from. It's like, not to mention, like, then you're being touched all day long, and you're touching your child all day long. And then your spouse wants to cuddle. It's like, okay, whoa, like, this is a lot, like, a lot of touching going on. And not to mention, like I said, like, also getting hurt. Like babies don't just, like, pull your hair like a fistful, so it's not so bad. No, they grab the tiny little hairs that are on your neck that hurt like shit. So that's just my little rant for this morning. You gotta wake up early. You gotta have that time to yourself where you can journal and listen to something positive, and something that is for you. And not for everybody else, because if you're filling up everybody else's cup, including your child's, eventually you're going to get to a empty cup, and you can't pour from an empty cup, period. So you need to find ways to fill up your cup, and one of those ways is waking up before your child wakes up, or waking up during a period when your child is sleeping, so you can do things that are for you and that you don't lose sight of yourself. Because I've notice that, obviously getting pregnant, and becoming a mom, I've lost who I was before. And don't get me wrong, that's not a bad thing. Like, old me, she's gone, she's dead. She doesn't exist. The person that I was before I was a mom no longer exists. And now I'm trying to find myself as a mother. And in order to do that, I have to wake up. I have to have time to myself. Or I need to, like I said, schedule time within the day, where I can actually put my son down and, go into my office and journal and listen to something positive. And it's hard to do that if you're constantly, catering to your child. And of course, like I said, like, the first 4 months, you're really, like, the first 6 months, I should say, you're really not gonna be able to find much windows during the day, where you can, put them down and go do something. It's like, really, once they get to 6 months, they have a little bit more of a routine. But we're getting there, and I know that I still haven't figured out my whole mom thing yet, but I'm going to, and I'm going to do this for myself, number one. Number two, my family and my son. But I have to come first at this point, because if I don't take care of me, then I can't take care of anybody else. And I think that's super important for moms to realize. So, moms, if you're listening to this, you have to take care of yourself. You have to make time to read the books you want to read, or go for a walk, or take a shower by yourself. You need to have time for those things, because if you don't, you're gonna be resentful, and you're not gonna be able to mom the most effective way that you can. And fun fact, ladies, and this is not a dig at anybody or at husbands at all, but I want to share this with my mom friends. The other day, I was sitting there and I was thinking, am I a good mom? Because I'm like, just, that's what moms do. I'm thinking, am I a good mom? Am I bad? Like, am I doing everything I can to be a good mom? And I asked my husband, I said, do you ever think, like, am I a good dad? And he was like, no. He's like, I know I'm a good dad. I was like, oh, okay. And then I started thinking about, like, no offense to husband, because, like I said, he works all the time. So I'm like, well, I do a hell of a lot more than him. So why am I beating myself up and thinking, am I a bad mom? Am I a good mom? Like, And he's not thinking that. He sees him, a couple hours a day and takes care of him like maybe a couple hours a day, and I'm with him all the time and I'm taking care of him and doing everything that I can to nourish his development. And so why am I feeling guilty? My husband doesn't feel guilty. There's no reason that I should feel guilty or whatever for doing anything for myself or anything that fills up my cup or anything that anything like that, So just an FYI, ladies, your husbands aren't thinking, am I a good dad? Generally, they're like, I know I'm a good dad. I take care of my kid. That's it. So if you're taking care of your kid, you're doing just fine. And but you got to take care of yourself. You got to have those moments for yourself. You got to have things that bring you joy. And if you don't know what they are, you got to wake up early and find out. Figure it out. Read the books. Listen to the videos. And this is all just kind of advice to myself right now. So if you're listening and this applies to you, well, I'm glad it worked for you. But anyway, that's my little tidbit for today. I hope everybody has an awesome day. And I hope you find the time for you. Bye.